This is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Welcome to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Your host, Felice Gerwitz, is an author, a publisher, and your radio show host. She will encourage, educate, and inspire you with answers to your most pressing questions, from homeschool, marriage, parenting, and much more. Felice loves to equip moms to live a Christian life because every moment counts. Be sure to visit her website at mediaangels.com. And here's your host, Felice Gerwitz.
Hey everyone and welcome. This is Felice Gerwitz with an episode of Vintage Homeschool Moms. This is episode 275 and the topic is free curriculum really free? You can find the show notes at vintagehomeschoolmoms.com. Well, who doesn't love the word free and who doesn't love to get free curriculum? But I love freebies, and while I love them, sometimes I find the cost is more than it's worth. In this podcast, we're going to discuss the real cost of free and how you can organize your freebies and get the most out of them. I know all about freebies. In fact, here at the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network, we give away printables all the time. And currently, as I'm recording this, we are in the month of May, and there are 5 printable packs that each of you who have been on the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network have received if you're one of our email subscribers. So if you're not, subscribe at theultimatehomeschoolradionetwork.com and be sure to stay on the list, because every month there is a new freebie, and they're usually 30 or 40 pages of wonderful things that you can do with your kids. Like, we have a party planner that we've given away, and we also have all kinds of things to do for each particular month with your kids, and also ways to help you plan. And I know what it's like to have to buy curriculum. I homeschooled 5 kids for K through 12. And at the end of my homeschool journey, my kids did some dual enrolled classes, and those books were really expensive. Would have loved to have some freebies there. And I know homeschooling on one income means learning to be frugal and cut corners. It also means that you look for sales and bargains and freebies and printables that fit a niche, right? Many times you can find freebies on a composite website or post where there's many different freebies that are listed, and God bless those of you that write those posts and actually organize them. Some of them are organized grade specific or topic specific or category specific, so that's wonderful. And then you can look at them and download what you need. With a little bit of time and organization, you can get some wonderful printables for your kids. And on the website, and I'm writing myself a note so I don't forget to put it on there, there actually is a homeschool service where you can send off your printables and they will spiral bind them or print them and, you know, do some way. They'll have some way of getting it into a, you know, print form for you so you don't have to print it. And there are ways that you can do that yourself by buying a laser printer. I have found that laser printers are much more cost effective because the high yield laser toners will go much farther than inkjet. And I know they've so improved on the ink, but that is still, I believe, more expensive. You'll have to price it out. And that's where freebies get expensive, right? When you're paying for curriculum, you pay $5 or $10 or $15 for a book. That book is there. You know, you can write in the book and you're done. And sometimes it costs more than $15 to print out something. I looked at that website that I'm going to put the link. Black and white pages are 3 cents a copy, and color is a little bit more, but you don't have to do it. It's done for you, so you're getting that service. So it might be a little bit more than maybe 1 or 2 cents that it might cost you doing it at home. And if you have a duplex printer, that means that where it prints both sides, that's even more savings. I absolutely love my printer that does that. And now with all the Wi-Fi and everything else, you can sit on the couch and print out something and have it print in the other room and then go pick it up. So all of those conveniences are great, but what are you going to do with all of these printables that are not organized. And that's one of the reasons when I did the printables for the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network to give away to all of you, I did them by month. So that way, every month, you know that that printable is going to have something to do with the holiday in that month. Like, for example, in February, we did a whole bunch of stuff with Valentine's Day or Easter and things like that. So that's important to me, to have something that is at least a theme or organized in some way. And the first thing you have to do in order to use the freebies is have a plan for your homeschool. If you go check out our sponsor, and that's the Well-Planned Gal, Rebecca Ferris, and she's got some really great planners. I had a chance to review them. Yes, they are our sponsor, but they are amazing. And so you can have a planner and plan out your school, and then guess what? When you get those freebies, you'll know where to use them. So if you know what specific subjects you're going to teach that year and what time of year you're going to do that, when then when you get a freebie, you're going to put it somewhere and say, okay, this is in a folder for the month of April or for the month of August when school starts. So you're going to have all of those things and all of that organized. And one of the things I love about organizing it in folders like that is because sometimes mom doesn't feel good. So I used to have a whole section of folders that were for different subjects. So when I didn't feel well, I could pull those out or tell the kids where they were and they could go get them. And at one point I had these clear file folder things that were stuck to the wall and I would change them out from time to time. And I put the kids' names on it. And a lot of times they wanted to go and do what was in there. And I'd say, no, we're keeping those fun sheets for when mommy doesn't feel good. And then that way you could go work on that. And, you know, sometimes just for fun, I would let them have a day where they were just doing some fun types of activities that were learning activities, but super fun, and they really enjoyed them. So having a plan really helps. So, for example, if you were teaching classical music in December, this is a good time to use a freebie that you have on the composers. If you use the one-month calendar, and I have that in my printables as well, that you can list the themes or topics that you're going to study. And even if you used a box curriculum set, you can use printables to help you to plan out your year and also to supplement. So if you find that, you know, maybe the science lesson's a little bit dull, you may want to use some printables to spice things up. So let's go through some pros and cons. So the pros of free curriculum: number one, you don't have to pay for it. Number two, they're innovative. A lot of the freebies and printables are really cool. Number three, there's something for every grade and subject out there. Number four, you don't have to leave home to buy it. Even though we don't have to leave home to buy a lot of stuff, we could download it quickly. We don't have to wait for it to get delivered and it's here. Number five, we can use it for multiple children. Cons of free curriculum: the first is you don't know how to use it. A lot of times they don't give you a lot of instruction. So it's difficult to teach composers if all you're getting is a picture of the head of the composer and, you know, maybe a couple of pieces of music they wrote. What do you do with that, right? So other than having the kid color in the composer's head, there's not a whole lot of learning that goes on there. The second is you have to print it out. The third is printing is expensive. Fourth is there's too much of it. And the fifth is it's not very good or it's not complete. Now, I have downloaded a ton of printables and I would never even print them out because they're just not high quality. So if you do create printables for people who come to your blog, or if you have some kind of business and you create them, make sure that they're just not full of a bunch of blank pages, but they are really good quality curriculum. How do you make free curriculum work for you? The first is make a list of what you have downloaded. Use a spreadsheet to keep track. It's easier to search on a spreadsheet because I used to like to put things in Microsoft Word. And yes, you can search for things, but it's so much easier to search on a spreadsheet. If you don't have a word processing program, Google does, and you can use that free program. So if you have a Gmail account, you can access some of those free programs, and they're really awesome. And then you can download the document as a PDF and print it out, or you can search the document online. Before you print the document, look through it and see if you can use all or part of the printable, okay? A lot of times we don't use all of it and we waste our time printing it out. So make sure you're going to use it. And I know what I used to do with my kids is I would just print out the pages we needed. It didn't take that long to go to my computer, which was always hooked up back in the day. Very few laptops were around because laptops were so expensive. So we all had desktop computers and they were always connected. And I could just go in the morning and just print out a few things that I needed. Number three is organize your freebie in grade levels or topics. And I talked to you about doing that in file folders. Number four, decide how the printable will work with your existing plan. So remember, you have to have a plan before you'll be able to fit in that printable. And number five, if you can't use the printable now, write down what it's about and then think about when you can use it. And if you have printables organized and you can put down a date or when you're going to start, then you can put that on a spreadsheet and you'll be able to access that and say, okay, let's see what I have planned for December. And oh, yes, I have this printable right here. So again, if you don't print it out until you need it, that's one of the best things I can, share with you. It saves on storage, and you may change your mind because something else may come along. If you have a money-saving idea or ways to make freebies work for you that is helpful, please share your idea with me. Everyone, take care. God bless. And thank you so much for joining me. Bye-bye.
Thanks for tuning in to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Visit Felice at MediaAngels.com and TheVintageHomeschoolMoms.com. Vintage Homeschool Moms is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.